This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on what's good as much as we can. Some of the things that are around that are the keys to conversation are not necessarily great, but we'll see if we can find some keys to make you happy today. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here from her lovely lilt and lair in Los Angeles.
My lair. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you like that? Mm-hmm. The top 10 topics, always the focus of our poll over the weekend at DougSteffen.com. The top 10 items from Talkers Magazine. I do the Weekend Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison, and we spent a couple of hours going through the situation. Kenny works hard on this every week to find a sound that sort of backs up what Talker says are the big stories of the week. And then we ask you, what was the most important one? What's your read on the most important stories? Number one last week was the Ebola pandemic threat. I don't know if I like that word. Just Ebola situation. 40% agreed to that, saying it was number one with you as well. Not even close was the battle of or against ISIS. 19% said that was most important to them. Midterm elections, number three at 11%. Wow, it goes down fast after that. Presidential prospects, 9% said that was most important to you. Let's see here. 6% said the Major League Baseball playoffs. And by the way, our poll today asks, as the World Series starts tomorrow, which team do you want to win, the Royals or the Giants? Tell us
at DougSteffen.com.
Wondering out loud about cruise deals. Tom Parsons at BestFares.com says the cruise deals, you won't believe. After the news this weekend of the person that had Ebola getting on that ship, and then they brought her into port and took her off the ship, the prices on the cancellations are legion. People don't want to go on a cruise ship because they saw this headline. This is the thing that you wonder about. It's a strange connection. The reality of advertising and how it supports what you hear or see or read. Like Carnival Cruise Lines fill up the Sunday papers with supplements, advertising, here are the deals, yada, yada, yada. And yet the lead story in the New York Times Sunday paper was the healthcare worker on the cruise ship and how everybody was afraid of getting Ebola. That thing spread around. The rumor started and somebody got a hold of it. Somebody, you know, news is everywhere. If you're on a cruise, that doesn't mean that you're away from the news because most of you have a device.
Hey,
many of you have headlines. Mm-hmm. Hits the device. Bingo. The rumors start. Ah, somebody on the boat's got Ebola. Let's get back to port right away. Can you imagine what that captain of that ship was thinking?
Forget the captain. Okay.
How do we get back to port fast?
I'm not much for fear-mongering with Ebola. I don't think that we're all going to get Ebola. I mean, I think that we need to be
strong
safe.
Immunity.
And I think that we need to, you know, make sure that we're not doing dumb things as a country. But if I were on a cruise ship, Dougie, I would be afraid. Because as someone who got sick on a cruise ship once,
that stuff
spreads fast. It's like a little petri dish, those cruise ships. And it's, ugh. Mm-hmm. I would probably want to jump off.
Yeah.
If I heard somebody on the ship had Ebola, I'd probably take my chances as a terrible swimmer and just go for it.
You could float pretty well.
I float and backstroke very well.
There you go. Congratulations to Jennifer, by the way, for a successful weekend walk for the American Cancer Society. A lot of social media with pictures of the walk. Ours, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Twitter doesn't have it, but Jennifer on her Facebook page.
And on my Twitter, I did post, actually.
Did you read
it? At Jennifer Horn Radio, yes.
All right. Okay, so that's good. We had good results from that. Thank you for helping and participating. I was talking earlier about Mark Zuckerberg. Speaking of things on Facebook, he and his wife donated $25 million to the Centers for Disease Control Foundation to help fight Ebola. Some interesting Facebook comments, Kenny. Dave says, super cool, Mark. If anybody understands the importance of getting out in front of exponential growth, it's you. Bravo. Edward says, incredible. Thanks for taking the lead on this. It's desperately needed. Let's see. Herman says, this is wonderful. I admire you and Priscilla's leadership on this critical and timely issue. So are there others who will do the same thing? Probably. We always say the same thing when somebody promotes themselves like this. What's the, you know, what's the reason? Jennifer said, who's got $25 million to devote to it? Yeah, that's a relative comment. My comment always is, just if you give the money, it's like celebrities who give to certain causes. And there are two trains of thought here. Speaking of the American Cancer Society walk, if there was somebody walking with you that was a famous person and they said, I'm going to give you $100,000 for this. Well, that would be newsworthy because the thinking on the part of the American Cancer Society would be to tell everybody, this person's doing it.
Why don't you?
And I think that that's where that has some credibility at any rate. This, again, more food for thought. I was looking as we are trying to figure out what's going on with the ISIS community and what's going on in the terrorist department, because we've spent a lot of time on Ebola so far. How many of you remember John Walker Lind? L-I-N-D-H.
Well, he either has to be deceased or he has to be a bad person because he's got three names.
John Walker, L-I-N-D-H. You remember him, Kenny?
Name sounds really familiar, but... Mm-hmm. You know, like,
who remembers John Walker, L-I-N-D-H? 888-302-3684. I will not tell you the rest of
Am
the story.
Am I right with my guess, though?
Yeah, you're warm. With okay. Three names like that, he's got to be a bad guy.
Or deceased. Either one.
Uh-huh. Well, I believe he's still alive, but I don't know that for sure, but that isn't the news. And this isn't even news. It just happened to come to me over the weekend as I was looking at a lot of stuff that has to do with ISIS and with Islamists and with terrorists.
You did a little light ISIS reading this
week. Yeah, I did, yeah. I've done a lot of light reading this weekend. 888-302-3684. Stan, listening in Wyoming. Hi, Stan. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, the lady that was on the cruise liner?
Yes.
She was cleared of Ebola before she left the ship.
She was cleared of it. So then why did they feel they had to go to port?
I'm not sure about that either, but...
I did not. Kenny, did you hear that? She was cleared of having Ebola. They weren't worried about... Wow. Wasn't there somebody else who was... how did they test? I would want to know how they tested it. It's just a temperature test like they did when some other people got onto planes and they found that they did have Ebola. I'd be wondering about that. Yes, no?
Okay. They... flew a helicopter to the ship and got her blood and took it, and brought it
back. Why didn't they just take her off of the cruise ship?
Yeah, why did they leave her? Why did they send a helicopter out?
They can come and take her blood.
I'm not sure either.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm not sure we got... Your name's not Stan, is it?
Yeah, Stan. It's C-A-N.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Jim's in Grand Rapids. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Who's John Walker Lind?
I think he was convicted of spying.
He was convicted, but he wasn't convicted necessarily of spying. You're warm, though. Joe's listening in El Paso, KTSM. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, thanks. Who was John Walker Lind?
He was the American Taliban that we thought when we invaded Afghanistan.
Right. The American Taliban. How many people remember? This was going back to the fall of... when this all started, fall of 1999, when he joined a mosque in Mill Valley, California. I didn't even know there was a mosque there. But I was looking back into his spiritual advisor was a fellow named Mufti Muhammad Ilamas Khan. He was very young at the time and was very much influenced by this movement, and he got wrapped up in it and joined the Taliban. And I remember the trial. This was like 2002, so this was 12 years ago. And the reason I guess it came into my mind is because we were so focused on the Americans and the Brits and some of the others who have gone over to join ISIS as if it was the first time this has happened. This is not something new. There have been people, Americans, for whatever the reason, that have gotten involved in these movements over time, and that's just one that came into my mind. So, Joe, thank you. Appreciate it. Good to have somebody listening and paying close attention. 888-302-3684. We got to deal with Ebola. I thought it was interesting. We've done a couple of people stories this morning. People in the news, Ray Rice, and the suspension may be over before the investigation is over. There's a number of football. I think we missed one. Didn't we miss one football story for some reason or
you
other?
You brought it up about the Cowboy defense guy who.
Yeah, maybe I've covered all that ground.
Passing yards.
All right, other people in
DeMarcus.
The news. Yes.
Just like this is how I watch football. So if it's not Peyton Manning or.
Oh, I know what it was. There's a story we have at DougStefan.com today about Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall, who was arrested for shoplifting underwear last week. And he had just landed an endorsement deal for underwear.
What a dummy. Why was he shoplifting underwear? And did he have them on or like shoved in his pocket?
How did he manage to elude authorities or he got caught?
He didn't manage to elude anybody. He got caught, but the press about this caused this company to come out and offer him an endorsement deal for their underwear.
Really? Joseph Randall, is he a good player? I don't know anything about this guy, but I don't know anything about football.
I've never heard of him before.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. He shoplifted underwear and a bottle of cologne.
Well, you know, at least he was trying to go for the good hygiene card. I'll give him credit for that.
He's going to hawk Me Undies. That's the brand, Me Undies. He landed the endorsement.
No, officer, those are Me Undies.
Right. He's been fined $29,000 by the Cowboys for the arrest. Is that
why
part
are there
of
so many criminals in the NFL?
Right, because it's a horrible game. It attracts horrible people.
It's not a horrible game.
It is a horrible game.
There are a lot of good people, but why in the world does it attract so many bad ones,
well,
too?
Well, I mean, I think you answered. The answer to your question was in the question. At any rate, this story will bring perhaps a smile. Under the auspices, let's see here, MeUndies, head of marketing and business development, said Randall will donate $15,000 or more worth of underwear and other clothing to needy children, make public service announcements in schools in Dallas to warn children and students about learning from their mistakes.
Nice.
19 after on Good Day.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One mouse bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose to death.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
One-hit wonder contest. Daily at this time, we present a song recorded by a man or a woman or a group, and this was their only success. La 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 la. Is that what you want to try to hit? Do you want to hit that?
I hear that.
Okay. Peter, crank that up.
Get ready. Here it comes. Oh yeah.
Oh, my glasses.
The birds just exploded.
So, if you know who's singing this, 888-302-DOUG, tell us the name of this singer, and we'll reward you with a CD that has a whole lot of one-hit wonders on them.
And I'll double your prize if you can imitate this singer.
Yeah, right. Which your generous so trying fun. To do right now. 888-302-3684. This song called Lovin' You. American artist, grew up on the south side of Chicago, scored gold with this during this week in 1975. Why'd you stop playing the song, Peter? Just keep that little puppy.
Oh, yeah. Crank it up, as Doug would say.
Hard to crank this one.
There it goes again.
Call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this.
There it is, Dougie.
One-hit wonder, yeah, there it is. As a teenager, she sang backup vocals with a Chicago-based girl group called the Gems. After high school, she attended a performing arts school, being groomed as a ballet dancer and an opera singer. Loving you is beautiful. Loving you is easy because you're beautiful. Every day. But my life is filled with loving you.
Loving you. I feel so come shining through.
Pop music was where she excelled, even though she was being groomed for other things. Went on to sing backup for Etta James, Fontella Bass, Ramsey Lewis, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry.
It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Her daughter, TV actress Maya Rudolph.
No way! Seriously?
Yeah. Was a baby.
Really?
In the studio when Loving You was recorded. was called a love song to her daughter when it was recorded. That's what she's thinking. She's looking at the baby, and I never knew that about this song.
All right, but maybe it makes me like it more.
Yeah, right. Year after this was released, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and 3 years later, she died.
Oh.
She was only 31. I remember
when
that took place. I remember that whole story. Wow, 31 years old.
I had no idea that was Maya Rudolph's mom.
Yep. Okay.
You're teaching me things, Dougie.
My mother's name was Wanda. There aren't many people around who are named Wanda. We have a woman named Wanda in Virginia listening to you today. Hello, Wanda.
Hello.
That name hasn't come out of my mouth for a long, long time, actually. So, Wanda, what's your story? Tell us about you.
I can tell you about Wanda. There was a warrior princess in Poland named Princess Wanda.
I
never knew that.
In the 1500s.
So are you a warrior type, Wanda?
I have my causes that I champion.
Huh. Good.
Very good. Wanda. Yeah. I never thought about that. I always thought I was kind of an American. I never really examined it, to be honest with you. It's an unusual name. So I'm glad to hear that from you. I'll hold on to that. Wanda, what's the name of the lady singing this song?
Minnie Riperton.
Minnie Riperton. What do you remember about what was going on in your life when this song was a big hit?
Well, I graduated from high school in 74, so I had decided that if I didn't get a job before I turned 18, I would join the Army.
And did you?
And I got a job.
Yeah. Well, good for you. And didn't see the world. All right, we're going to send you a CD of our one-hit wonders, Wanda. Thank you. Very nice to talk with you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Neurosis is defined as an emotional state of fixation, one in which there are no options. A neurotic pet cannot do the right thing in any given situation because he doesn't know what's appropriate. Inconsistency rules in this pet's household, and everybody tells him something different. One person encourages him to jump up, two others correct him for jumping. One person thinks it's adorable when he steals socks, another yells about the same infraction. The pet in a neurotic household is in a no-win situation. Eventually, he stops trying to please and simply tries to defend himself against the next onslaught. He may become so depressed about his state of affairs that he withdraws completely from society and stops greeting people. The most important thing to remember about your pets, folks, is continuity, consistency. That is critical. If you want the dog on the couch, everyone needs to let the dog on the couch. If you want the dog to jump up, decide to let the dog jump up. But don't throw different things at the dog because it makes them really confused, and that's where behavioral problems come from. No more neurotic dogs, only neurotic people. I'll see you next time.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your local Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and expert guidance in good times and bad. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those to death.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And she was, if you didn't hear the last part of the program, the last half hour, we have our One Hit Wonder contest, and Jennifer was trying, Minnie Riperton was the star of the of that particular section of the program because we were playing her song, Loving You. There's a lot of great lyric line in there. At any rate, Jennifer's trying to hit the high notes. As
oh, no, I wasn't really trying to hit it,
mm-hmm.
But everybody turn your radio off. Here you go. Ready?
Oh, here we go.
Uh-huh. La, 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 la. La 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 la.
Okay.
Well, is that good? Do you think I can make it to the next round of American Idol, Dougie?
Maybe not.
We'll phone you.
You'll call me? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We have some American Idol news at DougStefan.com, as a matter of fact, today. And Jennifer will have a television report in the latter part of this half hour. With
maybe I won't.
That report. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Some other things. An interesting story from David Letterman's late night show. We have been discussing the Ebola drama. Drama, 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 drama. Our lives are filled with drama. The drama on the high seas ended yesterday. The cruise ship carrying that Dallas healthcare worker docked at the port of Galveston. The woman has been unidentified. She tested negative. Lady called us in the last half hour, so we checked this out. Said that a helicopter had flown to the ship to collect a blood sample from this worker. And by the way, she was at Texas Presby, as they call it, a lab supervisor, handled specimens from Duncan. She tested negative for Ebola, allowed to disembark with no restrictions, along with the 4,000 other passengers who were scared bananas on that Carnival Magic cruise. So anyway, the people in the family that's connected to Thomas Eric Duncan have been quarantined. Remember that lady whining and crying, why do we have to be quarantined? Yeah. I thought she was a silly so-and-so, selfish, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Their mandatory 21-day observation period expired. The family described the increasing anxiety based on the treatment they had from their friends or people they thought were their friends who now are no longer seemingly their friends.
Okay, so let's play real, like, what if. Okay.
Real life.
So, Dougie, so let's just say one of your very close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say one of your farm neighbors. How about that? Somebody that you like that lives near you on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Comes down with Ebola.
Right.
You see this person. Maybe you go over there once a week. You play some cards, you know, whatever. Have
cats.
A glass of milk.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little something. You pack your car in front of their house. And do you keep going over there after Ebola strikes or,
nope.
or what?
Nope.
See, I think it's natural. I mean, I would call on the phone and be like, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Need anything?
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it a mile away and you can come and get it.
Leave it at the shopping center.
Exactly. I have a really long stick. I'll push it down the street towards you.
Mm-hmm. The nursing assistant who became infected with Ebola several weeks ago has fought off the disease. Initial test report suggests that Teresa Romero's bloodstream was clear of any trace of Ebola. Authorities are awaiting some other tests or confirmation of this. This is the Spanish. I'm trying to remember how she was the first person to contact this, but why? How did she there was somebody who died of Ebola at a Spanish hospital, I think, right? Do I remember that part?
Oh, yeah, she touched her face or, I don't know, something happened.
Mm-hmm. The global famine warning system predicting a major food crisis if Ebola continues to grow exponentially over the coming months. There are 750,000 people who are getting no food now in West Africa because either they can't afford it because the prices have gone sky high, or the farms have just been abandoned, or both. Last week, the focus of World Food Day at the United Nations was how to help the people in these areas who are literally without any food, and if they don't die from Ebola, they're going to die from starvation. These small villages in the remote areas where people are just not going. They're not bringing food.
And they didn't have a lot of food to begin with.
No. Nope. 1.3 million people are in need in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. So far, the UN has provided food to 534,000 people. They're trying to get to another 600,000. I was thinking, because I've interviewed this woman any number of times, Bettina Lauscher, who is the chief spokesperson for the UN Food Agency, says that they have enough food for 1.3 million people, but they can't get it in. And that's, as you can imagine, a big problem. But the fact that if the food access is completely shut down in these areas and they can't get food in, if you don't get Ebola and die, you're going to die of starvation. And there are some people say, oh, well, that's a good thing. We'll get rid of them that way. And then there's no damage or danger. There are people like that. You know that as well as I do. So, all right. What else, Kenny? Do you have any more? I have this story that I want to spend some time on, the Nazi war criminals. This came out of nowhere. But I want to know if you've got comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. More people wanting to react to what's going on. All things Ebola.
Just one more comment so far this morning about Ebola. Beverly says, anyone who isn't concerned about Ebola isn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm. And so what do we, let's suggest what it takes to pay attention, listening to, paying close attention. On my own Facebook page, Madeline sent, Ebola, why not flies? Why are our soldiers going to be safe, or how are they going to be safe there? Is this stuff, in other words, she's asking whether flies can carry the disease. Insects can carry the disease. Yeah, I think that's a very good question, isn't
and
it? Flies are all over. I've had a worst fly season in recent memory here. My house and the car and everything around have been loaded with flies, killing flies.
Mosquitoes, if you think about that, too.
Yeah, carrying that stuff. So I think that is a question. Anyway, Kenny, what did you say? You said what you were going to say.
I did.
All right. So here's something that'll be great conversation, it seems to me. The suspected Nazi war criminals and SS guards who were collecting millions of dollars in Social Security because of a loophole. How, again, management. The Justice Department, the way that we got Nazi suspects to leave the country was to have them keep their benefits. Huh? This has just come out over the weekend. This is a story that I saw on AP, I think it was late last night or early this morning. The Nazis who were in World War II have collected millions of dollars in Social Security benefits from our country after being forced out. The payments underwritten by you and me flowed through this loophole that gave the Justice Department the ability to get rid of these people, but we said, we'll keep sending you your Social Security, just get out of the country. Those who were the people among the benefactors, armed SS troops who guarded the Nazi camps where millions of the Jewish population perished, a rocket scientist who used slave laborers to advance his research in the Third Reich, and a Nazi collaborator who engineered the arrest and execution of thousands of Jews in Poland. There are at least four living beneficiaries: Martin Hartmann, a former SS guard; Jacob Denzinger, patrolled the grounds at Auschwitz. This guy Hartmann moved to Berlin in 2007 from Arizona. He was about to be stripped of his U.S. citizenship, but he was told if he got out of the country, he could keep his benefits, just disappear. The deals allowed the Justice Department's former Nazi hunting unit to skirt lengthy deportation hearings and increase the number of Nazis it expelled from the U.S. Government records reveal heated objections from the State Department to this practice. Social Security benefits became tools. U.S. diplomatic officials used them to secure agreements in which the Nazis would accept the loss of citizenship, voluntarily leave the United States if we kept paying them their Social Security. What do you think of that? Who thinks that sounds like a good idea? This is something that gets us off. This is, I wrote down next to the story, from the Black Eye Department. Is this a black eye for America?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Huh.
Okay, when you get right down to brass tacks, these people, I'm looking at a picture. I remember when I was working in Cleveland on a radio station there was a fellow that came from Cleveland whose name escaped me at the moment, but he was accused of having been a soldier in a camp. And he got, I think he got sent back to Israel and tried, if I remember correctly. But there were a lot of people who didn't, and now they're old and sick. And you think, oh, well, that's too bad, these poor old people. Nah, you still want to throttle them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You still want to throttle them. Mm. 17 for the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Let's focus on your health and your well-being. The end product of taking Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Omax 3. O, the letter O, M-A-X, the number 3, Ultra Pure. Developed by doctors at Yale University, it is so far and beyond the krill oil. The krill oil thing has been quite the to-do over the last year or two. People think, krill oil, that's great stuff. Omega-3s, yum, yum.
I don't know if they say yum, yum.
Yum, yum. They may not say. But especially if you take krill oil, because all the fish burps that come after having krill oil. It's not that it's bad for you. Krill oil is not bad for you. It's just not as good for you by any stretch of the imagination as Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Omax 3 Ultra Pure and the omega 3 content, 16 times what you find in a krill oil soft gel capsule the same size as the Omax 3 Ultra Pure capsule. So you'll notice all kinds of things that will happen to you. Richie's back tomorrow, by the way, been saying that he's noticed a difference in how he's feeling around. He had a lot of aches and pains associated with his cancer treatment for whatever the reason, and he now says that since he started taking the Omega 3 Ultra Pure, not the case anymore. It sharpens your mind, your mood, your memory, because the oil is lubricating, literally lubricating your brain. Omega 3s stop inflation. Good day.
That too.
Yes. Stop inflammation.
They are.
Yeah. Very effective. Anyway, Omega 3. Some of the brands only have 30% omega-3. Omax 3 Ultra Pure has nearly 100%. And it's 100% tested, contaminant-free. The makers of Omax 3 Ultra Pure are so confident you will see and feel the amazing benefits. They're sending you a free 30-day supply when you call 800-316-7918. You heard me correctly. A free 30-day supply to prove how good it is. You take it, you feel it, you sense it, you know it. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918. Take advantage of the free 30-day supply. Just pay for shipping and handling. You can go online to Doug for Omax 3, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com, and get it that way if you'd like. Whichever way, it doesn't make any difference. Just get it, enjoy it, see it, and keep taking it. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. Fall's the perfect time to focus on your family's health. Toby Amador, registered dietitian and mother of three, shares her tips and ideas for healthier meals, snacks, and drinks. Toby, how do families jumpstart good nutrition?
I'm working with these brands today to show families how to eat healthier. Disney branded apples make great healthy snacks and are fun and easy to include in recipes. Disney Foodles by Crunch Pack are nutritious snacks in fun Mickey-shaped trays. And Disney branded bagged apples by Sage feature Marvel superheroes and even Frozen characters. For another healthy kids snack, try Bolt House Farms Kids Fruit Tubes. These fun-to-eat tubes are filled with real fruit puree blends. There's no high-fructose corn syrup or preservatives. Their kids line also includes delicious smoothies and veggie snackers. You can find these in the produce section.
What's a healthy drink alternative?
Well, families don't have to give up the fizz. The SodaStream Play home carbonation system allows you to create and enjoy a refreshing sparkling water without all the sugar and calories. Also, SodaStream Natural sparkling water flavors are all natural with no artificial sweeteners, colors, preservatives, or high fructose corn syrup.
What's blendability?
Blendability allows you to add an extra serving of vegetables to your plate while increasing the nutrients, enhancing the flavor of a meal, and extending the portions. Try blending a 50-50 ratio of finely chopped mushrooms with finely ground meat in family meals like burgers, tacos, and meatloaf. Mushrooms are great because they're low in calories and fat and cholesterol-free and brimming with nutrients.
Thanks, Toby. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing.
All right, now we're at 49 after the hour. I have the story from DougStefan.com about the American Idol fans being allowed to pick the last what's this about? You get a ticket to Hollywood to be on the show?
It's the golden ticket, Dougie. Come on, get with the program. All right, so this story at DougStefan.com today. For the first time ever, American Idol fans will actually get to vote for a hopeful, and they'll actually get to say, "You're going to Hollywood," which is what I'd always want to say. Producers of the series have added a new wrinkle that allows viewers to have say in which contestant will receive a golden ticket to the show's Hollywood rounds that begins October 25th and will air in the spring. So even though the judges still get to pick who gets to make it through, there are four contestants that you can vote from. I won't give you the names because it doesn't matter. But there are four contestants that you can go online and vote for so that you can send one of these four who didn't make it via the judges. You can choose which ones will get that golden ticket to Hollywood, kind of like a second chance. They do short video clips and they give a brief explanation about why they should be the next winner before they perform their song.
Really?
You going to vote?
Probably not.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Over at the Late Show. A little drama going on. Tony Mendez He's been a longtime on-air fixture. He handles the cue cards for David Letterman on The Late Show. Well, he took the wrong cue this week when he assaulted staff writer Bill Schecht, a 15-time Emmy nominee.
He didn't fight with him, did he?
And he got himself fired. This is according to the New York Post. Mendez, who's been with Letterman for 21 years, got into a verbal altercation with Schecht and Dave Letterman over changes in cue cards, went home overnight and stewed about the slights from Schecht over a long period. When he came back the next day, he grabbed Schecht by the shirt and pushed him up against the wall. Uh-oh. He was kicked out of the theater and then notified that he had been officially terminated for the show. Good news here. Stephen Colbert is coming over in a few months anyway. So,
51
you know.
After.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
On Ebola. This is not a political statement. This is all medical. What people want to know from doctors, Ken. You have friends. As a matter of fact, what did you? One doctor you know was on a flight Wednesday. Passengers found out he was a doctor, and they spent the flight trying to get more information from him about whether to worry or not about Ebola.
Can you imagine? He held class during an entire flight.
All right, so what do people need to know about this? The planes are usually germ central anyway, and this whole business about the plane this lady was on went through five more segments that same day. Who knows what it's been used for since then, but this stuff gets natty, does it not?
Well, it does. I was not very much concerned about this about a month ago, but with three American cases which we do not really understand, I've changed my impression about all this. Let me go over what we know. The World Health Organization, they announced just this week that there are going to be 10,000 new cases per week by December, if we're on the same trajectory that we are right now. They also announced that there's between a 60 to 70% fatality rate right now. That's what we're experiencing here in America. There's no specific proven treatment. A vaccine is being tested. It was announced yesterday at Walter Reed Medical Center. This can become a chronic disease, Doug. Ebola, even if you survive, unfortunately, Ebola survivors do often develop certain chronic inflammatory or autoimmune conditions that affect the joints and eyes. In the eyes, we call this uveitis. It's an inflammatory condition which can cause excess tearing, eye hypersensitivity, eye inflammation, and even blindness. These problems can follow a survivor through the remainder of their life. So this is not like getting over the flu. This can become and turn into a chronic, life-changing disease, even if you survive. These three American cases, we still do not know enough about this disease, is what they proved to us. We're talking now about Nina Pham. This was the first American to catch Ebola in America, from Thomas Eric Duncan, who was the first person in America to be diagnosed with Ebola. And we're talking about Amber Joy Vincent, who was the second American, the other nurse, to catch Ebola in America. And Ashoka Mukpo, who's this NBC News cameraman from Rhode Island, he has Ebola. He went with Dr. Nancy Snyderman, who broke her 21-day quarantine rule over the weekend. But Ashoka Mukpo, we don't know why he got Ebola. All he says is he may have been cleaning out some car where there was Ebola. So these three American cases, we really don't understand how they got it. The two nurses are being blamed by the CDC for breaking protocol. They both say they didn't. And we just don't know. And that's what's concerning me. Humans make mistakes. Anyone who's involved in patient care, real people, common people who take care of patients like myself, know that as much as you train people, we're all human. At times you make mistakes. So it's very difficult, regardless of what instructions, to follow things meticulously, and things are going to happen. The CDC has been giving out advice, and they themselves made a big mistake by telling Amber, that this Amber Joy Vincent, the second nurse, that she could in fact fly. So we hear a couple days ago she flies from Dallas to Cleveland, from Cleveland back to Dallas, and announces that she has in fact Ebola. Flew on a jet with 99.5 fever, one of the caretakers, and now the CDC is saying she should have never flown, but in fact they said it was okay for her to fly. Anyway, my big concern is you have one patient in one big hospital. They divert their entire emergency department. That means they're closed to emergencies. This can overwhelm our health care. If this Ebola comes through Central America, as the general yesterday said, who is in charge of guarding our southern border, he said that this could overwhelm, as there's mass panic in Central America, as people are fleeing the disease or people with the disease are fleeing to get into America. So this could easily overwhelm American health care. It could just overwhelm the public. So the solution to this is not what we're doing right now. For hundreds of years, with infectious diseases that we didn't have a treatment for, we've quarantined. When my grandmother came through Ellis Island, she and her family were quarantined, as everyone else was, because they didn't want tuberculosis entering America because we had no treatment for it. The solution is to quarantine anyone who wants to leave Western Africa for 21 days or stop flying commercial airplanes out of this area.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.